This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 552, and today we're going to talk about six actions to achieve your goals. If you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know that goals are essential. We have to have them. We just need them, other, because goals are like creating a blueprint for our life. And if we don't create goals, then we're not creating a blueprint, and we're going to end up just living a life of unfulfillment. So we're going to go through some of these things. And so, you know, if you're tired of making resolutions and goals that you never accomplish, probably a new approach will help. And conventional mindset goals can fall apart for several reasons, right? We set these goals, and there's mindset about how to do it, but they can fall apart for numerous reasons. And once you're aware of why this happens, you can prevent it, even fix it, so you can be on your way to achievement. So here's a couple of techniques I'm going to go through on this podcast today to help you achieve your goals. So the first thing, you know, one of the first things is pick realistic goals. One of the most frequent issues is that you pick goals that aren't realistic. And, you know, we can go back to the SMART formula: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. But we want to make sure that these goals are realistic. And I've made reference to a book by Seth Godin called The Dip. And in The Dip, he talks about when we set goals, we're going to go up and down, up and down. And then he has you ask a question: what will have to happen for me not to pursue this goal any further? And if you come up with an answer, don't go after it, because realistically, goals, you should never stop until you achieve it. And if something happens that you can't achieve it, don't set it, because then it's not realistic. So realistic goals, they can take place in many, many ways. But when you want to look at realistic, there's two avenues to look at it. One is, given your current knowledge, given your current actions, given your current circumstances, is this goal realistic for you to achieve? Let's say you're in an hourly wage job and you're making $14-15 an hour, and your goal is to make $200,000 next year. I'm not saying don't set it, but to get to $200,000, you have to get to $100,000. To get to $100,000, you get to $50,000. So maybe make a more realistic goal on your way there to the larger amount. But we have to look at, and then the other part of realistic, has anybody else achieved it? You know, has anybody else gone from $11 an hour to $200,000 a year? Do your research, look for it, see how they did it. Then that would become realistic. But we want to make sure that whatever goal is set is based on, we want to stretch a little bit. So if you can achieve the goal easily, it's not a goal, it's a to-do list. So we want to make sure the goal is a little bit out of your reach, but we also want to make sure that you have the resources to achieve it. Break goals into a journey, kind of what I was just talking about, is it's easy to set a goal, miss it, and get upset. But instead of doing this to yourself with each resolution, with each goal, whatever you want to call it, try a different way. View your goal as a long-term journey, where each leg of the journey leads up to the final arrival. I use an example with my clients. If you wanted to go on vacation, let's say it was a road trip, and we'll use from San Francisco to Los Angeles. Well, you would have, and you were going to go down through the Pacific Coast Highway. Well, you would have to go through Carmel. You would go through
San Luis Obispo. You would go through Santa Barbara. So you, these were all little goals. So your goal would be is to get to Santa Cruz first. Okay, we got there. Now we go to Carmel. Great, we got there. Now we go to San Luis Obispo. Great, we got there. Now we go to Solvang. Great, we got there. So each little step, and then eventually you make it to LA, as opposed to going the whole distance at one time. You make these little journeys. And that's the same thing with goals, whether it's financial, whether it's weight, whether it's strength, whether it's whatever it might be, is you set these micro goals that are actually steps to help get you to that. Most people create this one big, hairy, audacious goal, and they go after it, and they expect to hit it. And if they don't hit it, they get disappointed. But what they fail to realize is that they got closer to it. And so when you can set these micro goals or break it up into a journey, then you can see how far you have come and know that you can accomplish it. So number three is this, is measure your progress. You know, in some cases, you may be close to achieving your goal, but you give up way too soon. I mean, just way too soon. I mean, if you give up, it's always way too soon. But by measuring your progress, you'll be able to see what you're doing more clearly. You'll also be able to identify what you're doing correct. This is why I love to keep a journal at the gym. I want to measure my progress. If I want to go up in weight in a specific lift, I write down what my routine is, and then I measure my one rep max, and I see how well I'm going. Same thing here. If you have a goal that you want to achieve, let's just say you want to, again, make $200,000 a year. And this year, you're making 25,000. Next year, you make 50,000. Well, you've made progress. How is it that you went from 25 to 50? And you keep measuring. If you don't, you can't correct what you don't measure. So you have to measure your progress, not how far you fell short, but how far you came, and then duplicate that success over and over and over again. So we want to be able to make sure that we measure the progress to the goal, not how far short we are of that goal. Another thing here, ask for help. That's what coaches are for. That's what friends are for. Sometimes you might fail simply because you didn't ask for help or try to do it, or you tried to do everything by yourself. Perhaps a little help will bring you success, and that help can come in the form of a coach, a mentor, a friend, a teacher, somebody out there. Just because when we get fixated, we sometimes we get so and we get focused on one way of accomplishing a goal. And when we get frustrated, we think it's the only way. So we keep hitting our head against that wall. When in reality, if we can just go ask for some help and go, hey, I'm trying to get here. I got this far and now I'm stuck. What do you see? And there's a lot of people, coaches. This is one of the things that coaches are great for, is that I look at my clients. I can see my clients' progress and what keeps them from progressing, be, from our conversations, from the limiting beliefs, from the tracking, from everything. And then I offer that up, and all of a sudden they change their momentum and they achieve the goal. So asking for help is absolutely critical in reaching your goal. Feel free to adjust your goals, right? We don't have to stick with an old goal. Sometimes goals need to be changed and modified, and they may evolve as you as a person evolves and realize that your earlier ambitions are no longer relevant. So maybe you want to start cooking and you have a goal of cooking five fancy meals a week. Well, that'd be a great goal, but then you start trying to cook it and it's a pain. You have to go and get the spices and stuff. Well, the goal may not be, you can adjust the goal from cooking five healthy meals to eating five healthy meals. And so that means that you could order out, order a delivery service or whatever, and still achieve the goal. But how you got there was different. One of the things that I work with clients is, and we have to be careful when we adjust the goal, because there's a time frame that's involved. And if we're getting close to the goal and the time frame is expiring, it's okay to push that out. We don't want to change the goal itself if we are passionate about it, and if we know it aligns with our life, if everything aligns correctly, and we're getting close to the goal, and we know we're not going to achieve it, instead of giving up, we just set a new date, but we keep that goal, because that's what we want to do. That's what's that is what has created the progress. If we adjust the goal to compensate for the time, then it's going to be a little bit unfulfilling because we lessened that goal. So it's better to keep the goal, move it out a little bit so you hit it, as opposed to reduce the goal and keep it on the same time frame, because we actually have the rest of our life to achieve these goals. You know, when I sit and make goals with clients, we put a time frame on it, and all of them are basically arbitrary. There are some, when I coach with my business clients, that it's essential that certain things be reached at a certain period of time for financial, for accounts receivable, for sales, for everything else. But on some of the other ones, it's just a arbitrary time frame. And it's okay to extend that time frame, but just don't change the goal. Stay aware of growth. And this is, you know, you will continue to grow even if you don't reach your goals. And this is what's so important about goals, which a lot of people, a lot of my clients don't understand. One of the best side benefits of a goal is how it improves you, how you grow as a person, how you grow as a professional. You see, goals, when you set a goal, you should have never achieved it before in your life. This means that if you have achieved it, again, it's just a checklist. It's just a to-do list. But a goal should be out of your comfort zone, far enough that you have to change as a person. You have to take on new skills. You have to take on new behaviors. You have to take on a new mindset. You have to take on new thinking. You have to take on new actions to achieve it. Then when you take these things on, you grow as a person. And then the next time you set a goal, you grow again. But if it's something that you have done before or something easy, it's not a goal. It's a checklist. We want to make sure the goals are big enough for us to grow as a person, but not so big that we lose interest in it because it's going to take too long to achieve it. So goals are really there to help us grow as a person and as an individual. And that's grow physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So here's the takeaway, right? You know, be proactive about your goals. Set your goals. Don't like, I wish someday I had that, or I would like to have something. I'm going to create this in my life. I'm going to create X, Y, and Z. I'm going to create it by this time. And here's my plan to get it accomplished. You know, take effective actions that support you and your goals. And you'll find that the achievement comes easier. Effective is doing the right things. Efficiency is doing those things right. So take those effective actions. Do the right things to achieve your goals. You can find out the show notes and find out more information on my website, warriormindcoach.com. You can also find other blog posts, other podcasts, and a whole bunch of great information on how to contact me if you'd like to begin coaching with me. And while you're on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.